time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition. Information to help seniors stay safe and get the most out of life. With today's guest, here's CJNU's Frank Stecky.
Chatting today with Linda Brown, Executive Director of Active Aging in Manitoba. And Linda, welcome back to CJNU.
Oh, thank you for having me back. Good to be here.
So I really, really want to find out, because one of the earlier times you were here this year chatting, we were talking about the Manitoba 55 Plus Games that were held in Portage La Prairie. Games went off and they were a huge success.
Yes, they were. We had a great turnout of participants and spectators, and everything went off very smoothly. And it was a great way to celebrate the 40th anniversary of those games.
Exactly, the 40th anniversary. So quickly from you, from the executive director's standpoint, what was the highlight of the games as far as you were concerned? For you personally?
The highlight of the games for me personally was I was able to present the medals to the winners in the golf competition. So we had golf for 3 days. And being a golfer myself, it was a real honor to present those medals. And, you know, probably the most amazing thing was I saw a lot of repeat golfers from the last few years at our games, and a few new golfers I had recruited myself this year. So it was really, that was the highlight for me, to get to present those medals with the sponsor and just congratulate people. And everybody was so happy to be there and had such a good time. It was great.
When you get participants coming back year after year, you know you must be doing something right.
Yes, exactly. And we've had lots of participants that have been there 20 years, 25 years. It's just amazing. And I got a chance to talk to lots of people that, you know, have been back several times to games, or maybe haven't been to games for a couple of years or 4 years. And because it was in Portage, it was convenient for them, so they entered. So it was great to talk to those people as well. And then we had lots of new people, which was also very encouraging to see, and lots of great feedback from people that, you know, they were having a good time. They loved the venues. It was great to see old friends, make some new friends. They just really enjoyed it. And of course, the biggest thing was the weather was on our side. We had great stretch of weather. It was pretty hot a couple of days. We had a little bit of rain one morning, which didn't bother the golfers. Slowed down the slow pitch for a while, but they managed to get everything in on the last day. So it was very successful all in all.
So let's recap really quick for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about. Explain what the Manitoba 55 Plus Games are, and then let's take a look ahead to next year, where they're being held and some of the timelines, the dates, et cetera, just in case, again, anybody doesn't know, then they'll have an idea of what to look forward to.
Yeah, so the Manitoba 55 Plus Games have been around for 40 years, and it's an opportunity for anybody. Actually, you could be 54 in the year you enter, as long as you are 55 by the end of that year. And there's over 20 different activities that you can enter. So everything from, of course, pickleball, slow pitch, golf, bocce, bowling, and then we have an arts and crafts section. There's swimming. We even have card games. So we have bridge, we have cribbage, that kind of thing as well, snooker. So there's all kinds of different activities, and activities change a little bit depending on where the games are being held.
Can people enter in more than one game? So like, say, for instance, you know, I love playing bocce in a backyard when we're at a barbecue, but you know what? I'm a cribbage fiend as well. Can I do more than one event?
Yes, you can, for sure. As a matter of fact, we encourage people to enter more than one event. And how we do that is you pay a small fee for your initial entry. Then every additional event is less money.
Oh, okay.
So we encourage people to do that, as a matter of fact. And as long as it works with the scheduling, lots of people do enter. I mean, I know somebody that was in three different events, three different days.
I was just going to ask you, put you on the spot. I hope I wasn't. I was going to say, do you know anybody that was in multiple events, and how many events was it?
Yes, I do. Yeah. So he was swimming one day, track event the next day, and golfing on the last day.
Holy cow.
Yes.
That sounds like somebody in shape.
It is. Yes, exactly. And somebody in their late 80s, actually.
Wow. So, kudos. Yes. Kudos to
Pretty
them.
Encouraging.
So when are the next games being held?
They are being held June of next year. So June 18th to 20th, and they're going to be in Brandon.
Oh, okay.
So we're excited about going to Brandon. You know, great venues there. Brandon, just like so many of our locations throughout Manitoba, are known for their great volunteers, as we saw in Portage as well. So we're really looking forward to it. We've, you know, already started working with the host committee, of course. And the thing that we're going to be adding next year, which we're excited about, is we are going to have curling in March.
Wow.
So the games have always included two-person stick curling and four-person curling. but we always haven't been able to hold it, again, depending on the location of the games. So, of course, Brandon has lots of options for curling. So we're going to be holding that in early March. There will be information on our website, and we will be sending out information. And if anybody's interested, they can always call us and find out about it. But we're quite excited to add that to the games next year.
So being in Brandon, like, say, for instance, this year was in Portage La Prairie, last year was in Selkirk, fairly close to the city of Winnipeg. Now we're going out to Brandon. How does it work for accommodations? Are people pretty much responsible for their own accommodations when they go to the games? Or is there a cut rate that they get if they're involved in the games? Like, how does that work? Because I can't imagine anybody driving Winnipeg to Brandon and back every day.
Right, exactly. Yeah, people are responsible for their own accommodations. But, you know, lots of people will bring their campers. I found this year all the hotels were full in Portage, and we expect that Brandon will be the same. And it's up to the individual hotel. If they want to offer a discount rate because the individual's involved in the games, they can do that. Usually the host committee would secure that kind of discount when they're looking at accommodations. But I found this year, you know, people come with their campers. They've got relatives in the area. They stay with them. So people seem to find ways for accommodations no matter where we are. And I actually had some people say to me they've already booked their accommodations in Brandon. As soon as they found out, we always make an announcement on Wednesday night of the games, right, where the games will be the following year. So people were making accommodation arrangements the next day.
So as far as announcements are concerned, when is event information going to be available other than the location to start looking ahead to, let's see, I think I might like this event, et cetera, et cetera. When is that going to come up on the Active Aging website?
Actually, that information will be up on our website probably this fall, like later this year. Certainly for curling, the information will be up probably in October, and then the rest of the information will go up probably November, early December. Usually registration opens in March and closes about third week of May, roughly.
Okay.
So, but yeah, there'll be lots of information on our website. And if people go to our website, which is activeagingmb.ca.
You anticipated my next question.
Good. If they go right now, they'll see the results of the Portage games along with some pictures, which we will have up.
Right.
So they can see some of the activities that happen.
So again, activeagingmb.ca. That is the website, whether it's about the games or whether they want to find out anything else about what's happening with active aging in Manitoba, that is the place to go.
That's correct.
All right. Linda Brown, Executive Director of Active Aging in Manitoba, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us here on CJNU.
Great. Thank you very much.
Listen next week at this time for another wellness update presented by the Aging Well Together Winnipeg Coalition and CJNU 93.7 FM.